Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The amazing thing is that
I didn't want to say
grace is like manna.
You
can only gather manna for a day.
Manna, you to miss sano ayeda krope. Pano if you are no.
In the book of Exodus, when the manna started coming on, God told them.
O catch on say manna and fiti as yes.
Gather for one day.
Was say moko sisa monsisa da krope.
Then he says those who gather plenty.
They
didn't have access.
Those
who gathered small too.
They too
didn't have access. I don't know how.
And shorty.
But the way they gathered
the thing.
Whether excess or small, it will all come to the same.
So,
there is grace available for each day. I said there is grace available for each day. But the grace for today is not for tomorrow. The grace for today is for today. Tell somebody the grace for today is available for today. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
By 12 midnight, that grace will expire and you need a fresh grace. Tell somebody you need fresh grace. Ask somebody, have you received your grace for today? Grace for today, have you received it? Or you are still living on yesterday's
grace?
And if you remember, yesterday's worship was powerful. Yesterday's praise was powerful. But there is fresh grace for a new worship and a new praise today. So you don't need to rely on yesterday's praise and worship. Are you here, somebody? Yes. So when you come to God today to yesterday, what song did I sing?
So, Enra, Enyumba, Enam, Tui,
I sang Eze Bube.
Metu Eze Bube.
Then today, Tui, so.
And then, so, Eze, Enua, Enam, Betu. Enam, Tui, Netu, Mi, Wene,
Eze
Bube, O, Debi, Debi.
The grace for yesterday has,
Adum no,
has expired. Renew your grace.
Adum no, Fofro.
We need a new bundle of grace.
Uhiadum, Fofro.
For each day.
Ema, Debiya.
May God give you fresh grace.
Eradema, Fofro. Eradema, Adum, Fofro, Debiya. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's interesting.
Hey, Nika say.
The young ones, we know you are here.
Okay.
It's interesting how
Nika say.
Grace is such an important subject.
It's
so important that
we are
told by the Apostle Paul.
In Acts
20:24,
that
this gospel is called the gospel of the grace of God. And tonight, I pray that God will take us further.
He will
give us greater understanding.
He
will open our eyes. And we will see more. One of the things we learned Tuesday and on Sunday, that a strong Christian is who? Who is a strong Christian? I can't hear you people though.
A
person who is strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, that is a strong
Christian.
It's not necessarily a person who is strong in tongues or strong in worship. But if you are strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, you are a strong Christian. May you be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Very few people are saying the
amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We want to begin with Jude chapter 1. Well, Jude is just one chapter, but it's a scripture we have read before here. But I want to read from the verse 4 to the verse 8 from the New Living Translation. Very interesting. And I want you to pay attention. It's amazing, you know.
When we tell people that there is nothing new under the sun,
some people don't believe
it. Because the wig you are looking to buy today,
my mother
was wearing that same kind of wig in 1982.
You won't believe it. And those
karam, I don't even know what to describe the guarantee. I don't know the name. Guarantee, those things you are guarantee. Wearing, it's as if you are floating in the air.
And then
they were wearing some in
78.
That's why the scriptures is there is nothing new.
Yes, BB anywhere for.
Anytime you see anything going on,
BB,
go and check.
BB and Abano, can in a
war. That's happened.
And Asaba, what you say? Baggy jeans,
Yasha. Some people are teaching that grace is, oh. Look, in these times, those people were there.
Sabre no.
Look at that. Let's we are reading
about. Yeah, kinda watch.
I say this because some ungodly people have wormed their way into your churches. These people, they are saying that God's marvelous grace allows us to live immoral lives. Somebody say, what a shock. Grace allows you to live immoral lives.
And God is
confused. One guy met Reverend Dennis some time ago. He said he's a prophet. He said God has given him a revelation. That even though he's not married to his girlfriend, because he will marry her in future, they can start sleeping
and
fornicating now. And God will mark it correct. In Ghana,
they
say, Oye seke means what?
Neje say, wadwe no, ahumabi atete.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Some people are teaching that.
Ebi mo chese. Erade adumo de e maye tumi bo abrabo bi e pe.
Feel free and sin.
Oh, ye boni no.
My grace will cover your
grace. Adum no be kata wo adum so. Na wo so adum akata me madum so.
Saying that God's marvelous grace allows us to live immoral lives. The condemnation of such people was recorded long ago.
Wow.
For they have denied our only master and Lord Jesus. Listen, anybody who says this thing is a way of denying Jesus Christ. It's like you are saying that Jesus never came.
Wow.
Anybody who goes into this kind of
thing.
Let's go. So I want to remind you. Though you already know these things. That Jesus.
Say yes, Christo.
Or in the Hebrew, in the Greek, it says Joshua.
Or see Joshua.
Well, let's read. Jesus first rescued the nation of Israel from Egypt.
So
God redeemed the whole of Israel from Egypt. Isn't it?
I am.
Then he carried them through the Red Sea. Then he carried them into the wilderness.
Now I don't call a year a sereno quarry.
When they were thirsty, he gave them water.
A bran from a rock.
But the same God who delivered them. At some point, he destroyed them. Why? Because they were misbehaving.
Now we were here the entry.
So the writer is telling us.
That
Jude is saying, remember that.
Jude say,
the same God who delivered them from Egypt was the same one who destroyed them.
Later.
So you see, when it comes to God, you don't take anything for granted. That is why we worship God. With a holy fear.
And
somebody say amen to that. But later he destroyed those who did not remain faithful. And And I remind you of the angels.
Wɔsi na me kai wa bɔ fɔ no.
Who did not stay within the limits of authority God gave them.
Wɔsi tumi a Yankopɔn de ma wɔn no tu tumi ni gu yɛ.
But left the place where they belong.
Na wo firi bi a na wo sɛ wɔ.
God has kept them securely chained.
Wɔsi Awurade akyekyere wɔn kwan wɔn tumi nyi wɔn ho wɔ baabi pɔte bi.
In prisons of darkness.
Ɛwɔ esum ɛyɛ efiase.
There are prisons of darkness.
Waiting
for the great day of judgment.
Ah, war chain that kesia yankupon bebu ateng.
And don't forget Sodom and Gomorrah.
Amawemfi ekure di Sodom and Gomorrah ekrono.
And not only Sodom and Gomorrah, and their neighboring towns.
Was it shenko kreacha onu eshianso kamu?
Which were filled with immorality.
Was it honona bonini ehu brasha oma?
Every kind of sexual perversion.
Na eye bonia eye nemu bonia ya chiano.
Those cities were destroyed by fire.
San Krono wadi jane say one.
And they serve as a warning.
Na eye kokoboma
of the eternal fire of God's judgment.
Se nyanko pon e jana enum dano na temwo no eboy en koko.
Can somebody say amen?
Ubika amen.
So now we are looking at grace and sin.
Anope ye she adum anybody.
Romans chapter 6.
Roman forma it is here.
Grace and sin.
Adam and Ebony.
Romans chapter 6.
Romans 4, man, it is here.
From, we are going to read from the verse 12.
Yeah,
this time we are going to the King James Version.
King James no emu.
And we are trusting God to speak to us.
Romans 6
from the verse 12.
Romans 4, man, it is here.
So let's all read.
Yeah,
just follow as I read it. Let not sin. Therefore reign in your mortal body. That you should obey it. In the last thereof. Let's go. Neither yield ye your members. As instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. But yield yourselves unto God. As those that are alive from the dead. And your members. As instruments of righteousness unto God. We are moving on, please. For sin shall not have dominion over you. Can everybody say this with me? Ready, go. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law, but under Amen.
Amen.
For sin shall not have dominion over you. Because you are not under the law, but under grace. We have already read in John chapter 1 and verse
17
that grace and truth came through who?
And I'm Jesus Christ.
So Jesus brought grace. As soon as he brought grace, undeserved favor. Things that you don't merit that God has decided to favor. As soon as we receive grace, sin lost its power over us.
Amen.
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 Sin lost its power. Somebody say with me, sin has lost its power over me.
Enemies to me.
So I'm going to trust God to explain it to you. When we say sin has lost its power, it's like I'm saying that gravity has lost its power. That is why when you are in a plane, you see that you don't fall out of it. When you are traveling from Accra to Kumasi in the plane, you can actually get up and walk in the plane. Because you are in a plane. That's grace. Once you are in a plane, sin has not got power. Gravity doesn't have power. In a plane, you can dance.
You can jump.
You can do anything you like. You are cool. But gravity is still working.
It's
not working on those who are in the plane. Or you have gone somewhere. Gravity is still working. Sin is still working. Some people say sin is dead. Sin is not dead. It's not dead. Is alive. It's just that it has lost its power over you. Because you are under grace. The day you decide to move from
grace,
then sin will show you that I'm standing. You understand? As long as you and I remain under grace, sin does not have power over
us. Amen.
I thought somebody would say amen.
That's how
amen. I believe in amen.
Amen.
Amen. You see, what we are sharing is so
powerful.
Mommy and I met a man in the hospital. He used to work with WAEC. He was the first man who helped me to understand what it means to be a drunkard. He said, when he's walking by a bar, he hears a voice. And the voice will be calling him. Let's assume that his name is Fifi. When he's walking by the bar, he hear Fifi. Something calling him. So when he turns, then the thing will be calling him.
And
he has no power to say no. He cannot say no. Because he's not under grace. So when you are not under grace, when sin is calling you, you can't say no. We are taking all this from this verse. Sin shall not have dominion. Dominion means
it
can't force you to do anything. Are you understanding what we are saying? Sin cannot force you. Once you are under grace, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
But this man got born again. And he came under grace. That's when you realize that the power of sin
is broken. Amen.
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 So what it means is that every believer who is under grace can say no to sin.
Amen.
You see, sometimes they go to court. Sometimes you be watching a movie. When they catch someone, the person says,
"What you be or say?
It's the devil."
Or say, "Obun Sam." Ebia ukuriya punchi.
It's the devil. We can't say too much about that.
No,
all those people, sin has dominion over them. But if you're a believer and you say that, we have something to tell you.
And then will be catching.
We have something to tell you. Because you are not under the dominion of sin. You are rather under grace. So you should be able to say no. You are calling me, I said no. Because he doesn't have power. Somebody say with me. Sin Say it again. Sin has no dominion
over
me. I am under grace. Sin cannot exercise authority over me.
Not
because I'm strong. But because I'm under grace. And yet on Sunday we talked about those who are under grace, how to tap into that grace. And we saw that grace is released to those who are humble. Grace is released to those who acknowledge
that.
So every time a person is a believer and he says, Lord, I know the temptations
are
and I acknowledge that by my own strength I can't
do
it. Help me. Then grace will take over. Inner power. It comes from the inside. It's not you attempting to. That's not what we are talking about. We are not talking about self effort. This girl is tempting me.
Oh, some of you say me still crying.
That's self effort.
And all the while,
you see. If you want grace, you say, Lord, this temptation is strong.
Grant
me grace.
Mami Adom.
As soon as grace comes
Adom
in, you become like Joseph. Your legs start working.
Adom no
your
legs start,
because you have to move away from
something. Grace
Works with the word of God. And the word of God says you should flee. We are talking about grace and sin. You see, when Jesus came,
yes, Christ arrived, you know,
he brought grace. He brought truth. Then that grace that gives salvation to all men.
Na sa adomna edin kwaje ebre ni pain na no.
It was revealed to us.
What done di che ye na.
Then we received Jesus.
Any ensaka Jesus Christ.
And he saved us.
Ena oji enkwa.
So now we know that we will go to heaven.
Afeye dim se be ko sure memu.
But if that is all he brought.
Na eno ankwa no de bread ya.
Then he didn't complete his work.
Na che se na adwuma no when we ni pay o.
Because yes, I know I will go to heaven.
Me dim se da shema ko sure memu.
But today
and then
I'm facing real temptations today. I'm going through a lot of challenges today. I need help today. So when he came, he didn't save us so that we'll go to heaven. He gave us something called grace. Somebody say grace. He gave us grace.
Because
that is the strength needed to overcome the power of sin in the life of a believer. Can somebody say
amen?
That is why the scripture says, for sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under grace, but under grace.
Amen. Praise God.
What we are not saying tonight is that we are not saying that a believer cannot sin. What we are saying is that a believer chooses whether he wants to sin or not. Do you understand? So you see, people may have misunderstandings. Even in marriage,
yes,
you can have misunderstandings. But one of the things is a poor illustration. You
can
say that because we had misunderstandings. Pastor, me, I don't understand, but when we had the misunderstanding, before I realized, my hand went like this.
Then
it came back like this.
And in between,
that's
what
Somebody's face was in between. No, if you are a believer, you can't see that. In the way that thing goes.
Then
they talk too much.
No, kasado do.
Before I realized the hand
was like this, it was like this.
And so in between,
there
was a face. Truly, when you are a child of God, and you have received the grace.
Now, Zach and Radia Duma,
you are empowered above sin.
Amen.
I came to tell you today that
there are
a lot of believers who say, Boni batani pa.
Okay. Sin is close
you,
to man.
You are not quoting Bible.
I know you're interested.
You are quoting good sayings.
We are in Sambia, Obiaka, Obinaka.
And it's not true in your case.
Because
you are a child of God. You are washing the blood of Jesus.
Boni mata ho. Sin is not close to you.
This message continues same time tomorrow.
Climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the Word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
Esipoche Ventures,
and Tiger's Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. Esipoche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmo manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers and so much more. Call or WhatsApp Esipoche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. Esipoche Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the Conference Hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yinam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday celebration service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 02420329 97. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.